Psalm 118, verses 15 through 25. That's our passage today as we continue our journey through the book of Psalms. Shouts of joy and victory resound in the tents of the righteous, the psalmist begins. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things. The Lord's right hand is lifted high. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things. I will not die, but live, and will proclaim what the Lord has done. The Lord has chastened me severely. He has not given me over to death, but he has not given me over to death. Open for me the gates of the righteous. I will enter and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord through which the righteous may enter. I will give thanks, for you answered me. You have become my salvation. The stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. The Lord has done this, and it is marvelous in our eyes. The Lord has done it this very day. Let us rejoice and be glad. Lord, save us. Lord, grant us success. Today's psalm reminds us that it is the Lord who does mighty things in our lives and in the lives of our children. He is the one who has opened the gates of the righteous. Although he was rejected and put to death, now he has become, as the psalm says, the cornerstone that holds our relationship with God together. The psalmist ends this portion with a prayer for something we all want. Remember, he prayed, Lord, grant us success. However, sometimes God's view of success looks a bit different than ours. So here's a prayer to pray for your children and grandchildren. Let's pray that God will grant them his success. Father, I pray that you would grant your success to say the names of your children, say the names of your grandchildren. Give them success in the lessons of losing. Give them success in serving others. Give them success in befriending the lonely. Give them success in caring for the unfortunate. Give them success in choosing friends, in using time wisely, in reading your word daily. Give them success in prayer. Give them success in the pain of failure, in the accolades of achievement, in obeying your word. Give them success in repentance. Give them success in following hard after you, in using the gifts you've given them, in standing up for you, even if it means standing alone. God, give them your success, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.